You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yep, like that dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which around here we like to refer to as Camel Eve. It's Camel Eve. No, it's Friday Eve.
Friday Eve.
It's post-camel, pre-Friday. Hey, Boom, how you doing?
I'm good. I've already lost two games.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's already started.
Oh, John from Huntsville has texted in and says he's 0-2 already, too. I bet I am, too.
Yeah.
Dang. My bracket's already getting destroyed as we speak.
But that's the fun thing. Keep up with it.
We'll talk brackets here in a minute. We got a ton of people that jumped in on the bracket thing. And I hope the most – I mean, we had quite a few that hadn't submitted, like you told them yesterday, so we may have some – folks that think they're in that are not. But nonetheless, lots happening there in our bracket. We'll talk about it in a minute. Got a great show for you. 3:30 p.m. It's that moment. It's that time. You know them. You love them. Boomer and McQueen. Boom. Get the lovely McQueen in here.
That's right.
And y'all just start pinging away. So, yeah, the Boomer and McQueen take over the studio on Thursdays at 3:30. You're going to want to hear that. And then there's a Triple Dipper Bar None, so get it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. So yesterday, I did not get to it. Thank you to JT from Lacey Springs, who said, don't do any speed dippers. So I didn't do a speed dipper. I saved the third one I had yesterday. It's going out first today. Adventures in Woke World is first out the gate. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to have that one right out up front. Adventures in Woke World. Number two, you know about that situation with the drone being taken out by the Russian fighter. The video is up now, by the way. You can see what was happening. But I'm calling number two, droning on. Droning on. We're going to talk about what does this mean? What's the fallout from this? What happens on the political, the diplomatic, and the military side of things when you take out someone's military drone? Well, we'll talk about it. Droning on, number two. And then number three, oh my gosh, the Green New Steel. That's what it is, the Green New Steel. I mean, they are cooking up new ways every single day to dip into our pocketbooks, change our way of life, and decide that, you know, the way things work shouldn't be the way things work. And it's all related to the environmental kind of whack job policies that are coming out of the Biden administration. So, yeah, number three, the Green New Steel. We'll talk about it. All right, let me jump over to my comments. And I will tell you, this one is a bit unusual. So, I'll start off by saying this. I am married. I'm convinced of this. I am married to the sweetest woman on God's green earth. I mean, whatever rough edges I have, and there's quite a few, she more than makes up for them. Never hurt a fly, always concerned about others first. Very few people in this world have ever seen her mad. I mean, I can be in the middle of a good rant or have a bad day, and she can put her hands on my face and it all goes away. And that's true. There's no telling what kind of rapscallion I'd be if God hadn't put her in my life nearly four decades ago. But I have found her Achilles heel. I have found that thing that will move her to irritation at near warp speed. It is so much so that I can usually tell by the pace of her footsteps coming from one room to whatever room I'm in that it's happening again before I ever even see her face. That sweet little bitty woman will have a good mad going in mere seconds and come into the room with a look that tells me that I need to stop what I'm doing and address a situation. Pray tell, you may be asking, what could generate such a proclivity to consternation? Geese. You heard me. Geese. Nasty creatures, really. You see, we moved to a house on the water about 3 years ago after living inland in the same house for nearly 25 years. We live on a quiet year-round slough just off the main channel of a river. And apparently, geese love our area. Canadian geese, that I thought were migratory, but no, they apparently have taken up homestead on the banks of the Coosa River and the small lakes that dot our area. They're pretty to look at, and when we first moved in, we thought how quaint and how endearing they were. Well, that wore off pretty quick. They are loud, obnoxious. They're just generally nasty creatures. I call them water buzzards. That's what they are in my estimation, water buzzards. They are so loud, and you can never figure out why they're so loud. It's like going to a restaurant, and there's that family that takes up multiple tables in the restaurant, and they all shout and carry on like nobody else is in there. They're so loud, you can hear them over the lawnmower. And they're territorial, and they don't mind fighting with anything or anyone, for that matter. They'll spread out those wings, raise that neck, and make a noise like someone using an air horn on a Mack truck. And I always know that if I come home after the show, and I find pots and pans and big metal spoons by the back door, that Charlene has been out in the yard banging metal pots trying to get those water buzzers out of the yard. So you may be thinking, what's the big deal? So they squawk. So what? No, that ain't even the half of it. You see, the big deal is because these are some nasty creatures. I mean nasty. They're very nasty. Have you ever seen a goose poop? I mean, wow. The average goose poops the size of a dog. They do. And did you know, and this is true, go look it up. Did you know that the average goose poops upwards of 100 times a day? 100 times a day. The average goose is said to literally poop 2 pounds of goose poop daily. And they travel in flocks, herds, gaggles, a bunch of them. I once looked out my back door, and I counted no less than 60 geese in my backyard at one time. 60! Now imagine 60 geese times 100 poops per day. That's 6,000 goose poops in my yard in one day. That is upwards of 120 pounds of goose poop in one day. Nasty water vultures is what they are. So can you tell I bear the emotional scars from the goose wars? Because they apparently graze nonstop. And whatever goes in one end comes out the other in record time. So if you ever hear me talking about something happening so fast that it moved like scoot through a goose, well, now you understand. Scoot through a goose moves at amazing speed. So why am I saying all this? Am I just going to do a monologue about the perils of life with geese? No, but I could. But here's where I shift gears on you. Now that I've given you that amazing and overly awkward visual image, let me just say that what happened in Alabama's House of Representatives earlier this week was wrong. It was disheartening. It was not deliberative. The House leadership took a billion-dollar spending bill, and they pushed that sucker through the House legislative process like scoot through a goose. $1 billion should not be spent without clear deliberation. Now, I'm sure they'll say, well, it went through the committee process. Did it? Did it really? Huh. Not a single amendment in committee on $1 billion spending bill. And then it came to the House floor, and only three representatives, three out of 105, only three dissented. Only three members had the brass to say, hold on, but they were run over, and the bill came to the floor in near record time while most members of the House were staring at their social media on their phones. It should not be that easy to take a wish list from the executive branch and just pass it without a single amendment and limited opportunity for debate. Well, they passed that $1 billion like scoot through a goose, and what I'm hearing from some of the members of the legislature is that they were told, this is it, get on board. I'm also told the leadership of the House and the Senate made some kind of a pact with the governor that they would pass it in record time with no amendments, like scoot through a goose. Do they recall that they are allegedly a co-equal branch of government? Do they recall that they have the power of the purse and all the governor and the executive branch can do is ask but not task? I realize that about a third of the House and Senate are freshmen. They don't even know where to park yet, much less what the rules of the body will allow. So they stood there, watching in amazement, as $1 billion came and went, nary a flicker of dismay or even recognition. $1 billion flashed through the Alabama House of Representatives like scoot through a goose. The bill was transmitted to the Senate, where I hear that there has been a brewing sentiment to sort of slow down the bowels of government spending. Certain members of the Senate tell me they don't appreciate being told they can't debate, amend, or drop in other bills. But the bill went upstairs to the seventh floor. It came out of the Senate committee right away. One amendment was added by Senator Chris Elliott, who was on the show the other day. And we'll see whether or not that committee amendment gets stripped off once it gets on the Senate floor. And if not, then the amended bills have to go back down to the House for concurrence. So one amendment can actually slow down the process. But apparently the governor wants her checkbook and she wants it now. And if the Senate doesn't take a stand here, then it might be a very long 4 years for them, as the executive branch may take this as a signal that the legislature has no backbone. All it has is a set of bowels to move things through like scoot through a goose. Spending $1 billion should not be a quick and non-debated matter. A billion extra dollars laying around should be a serious and well-informed debate. But so far, the State House of Representatives has acted more like a bunch of water vultures. And that $1 billion, that just blew out of there like scoot through a goose. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, there you have it. Bunch of nasty water vultures. But yeah, take that analogy and transfer it into what I just said. Think about it. The bowels of government spending just blew $1 billion through it like scoot through a goose. And that should not be that way. It should not. And the very idea that they did that in record time, trying to get it out of their way, well, you should have come in a month ago and done it in a more deliberative process if you're in a hurry. What the heck? It's $1 billion. But they don't want people to question. They don't want somebody to know. Get it done. Hurry up. Scoot through a goose. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, so I got some text messages. The text lines are open, by the way. The number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And Boomer, Charlene just texted me about the goose monologue. She says, haha, you outed me, but I get mad about bad government too. That's my wife.
That's awesome.
I got some other texts here real quick. Steve from Owens Crossroads says, I guess he's referring to politicians, says, like geese, if you stop feeding them, they'll go elsewhere. We should stop voting for these poopers. What else have I got? Skip from Tony. Brand new. Skip, we're glad you're in the text line. And he says, he's from Skip from Tony. He loves the show. So, Skip, we're glad you're in there, man. Thanks very much. Jeremy from Huntsville says, it's the goose scooting boogie. yeah. I don't know if, what's his name? What was his name? Cyrus? The guy's name that had the show, the boot scooting boogie? I'm not sure if he's going to want to change his song to boot goose scooting boogie. Paul from Huntsville, he texted in. He says, I'll come kill all those Canadians for you in September. In fact, I'd be happy to. It's my favorite game bird. Wow. I thought there's like serious penalties. If you take out a goose unsanctioned, it's like a $5,000 federal penalty is what I understand. Each bird, I think.
Wow.
They're protected. That's why they're so rampant. But so my neighbor and I were talking one day and we figured out if you put up a little string, like about 6 inches off the ground, Boo.
Uh-huh.
You put up a little string running along the waterfront. It's like a fence to them. They don't know how to get around it. And it works sometimes, most of the time. But my neighbor was telling me that he had somebody tell him, just kill one of them, hang it from a tree. They'll never come back. And he said he looked at his friend and goes, this ain't Lord of the Flies, man. What else I got here real quick? Jeff from Green Hill, Alabama says, try doing a double, triple, double tripper. I don't know what he's saying, a double, dipper, tripper? I don't know. Love the show and being a ruffian. Appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks very much. Rita from Scottsboro is laughing about the goose poop. She said, you have me laughing so hard about the goose poop. Ron from Tuscumbia, that's some deep doo-doo, he says. That is indeed. 60 geese in my yard.
That's a lot.
Pooping 100 times a day cannot be allowed. All right, and then John from Huntsville, by the way. Boomer, we got to talk about the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
So the ruffian bracket is closed, and we got a bunch of folks. How many people do we have in there?
162.
Nice!
I know. For us to just announce it that fast is awesome that many people joined.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar, Boomer did the thing, man. He comes in, he goes, we need to do a bracket. And I'm, you know, old school guy, I'm thinking, how do we have everybody mail their brackets to us and we keep track of all of them? No!
No, it's all online.
Yeah, it's all online. So he set it all up for us. So how are we doing, Boone? There's two games that have already taken place,
two
right?
games have taken place. I've lost both of them. But so we got three that are in the top right now. So we got Stingray, Brian, and Clydesdale are the three that are the top notch right now.
All right, so we don't know who they are. Stingray, Brian, and Clydesdale. It doesn't say like Brian from Huntsville, does it?
No,
From Huntsville guy?
Yeah, and y'all can also go back in and change your names if you want to, because some of them have like your name and then lots of numbers. I don't know why they do that. March Madness app, who knows? But yeah, so you can go back and change your name if you want to.
Either way, it's very
to.
Cool. We got how many people? 100 and what?
162.
162 people in the Right Side Ruffian March Madness bracket.
Yeah, and there's a few games going right now, so we'll see how those turn out.
There will be prizes at the end, all right?
Yes.
And yes, I've already lost two games, so I am apparently 0 for 2. I picked a good bracket, man. And I tell you what, though, if my bracket holds.
If your bracket
if
holds.
If my bracket holds. There will be an Iron Bowl.
There will be an Iron Bowl.
I did not even realize it. I thought, you know, Alabama's number one seed in the South. I get it. That's I agree. I think they're going to play through. And then I, you know, went over and started looking to see Auburn's in what, the East bracket, I think?
East bracket.
Yeah, and I started clicking and thought, wait a minute. This is, oh, wait, there could be an Iron Bowl.
There could be.
That would be crazy.
That would be pretty epic.
That would be way epic. All right, well, we'll see what happens. Either way, all you bracket holders, we'll talk about it daily and see how long it goes. What are we? What's the date for the game? April 1st, is that right? I'm looking at it right now. No, a championship game is April 3rd.
April 3rd.
All right. Yeah, so the Final Four comes down April 1st, championship game April 3rd. So we'll be doing this for a couple or 3 weeks, and we'll see whether or not I can do better than being 0 for 2.
I have a feeling I'm gonna stick toward the rear end. That's what I have a feeling I'm gonna be doing. So we'll see.
Yeah. I'm. You know what's gonna be funny? If McQueen, who picked them all based
on
her favorite colors,
yeah,
whatever she did, if she wins, that'd be hilarious.
I would laugh.
That would be hilarious. Oh God. Okay. Hey, we got a great show late for you. Speaking of McQueen, so coming up at 3:30. You are going to hear one of my favorite segments, the favorite segment I have every week. On Thursday, we do this Boomer and McQueen, where we just get their perspective. I mean, I've got these folks in the background that just make this show work. Like, you know, how do you do without certain people? Well, you can't. But the thing is, they can do more than push buttons and sell ads and do all the things that it takes to run this show. They got opinions.
Opinions.
Dude's got some opinions. And he lives with McQueen, and he knows she has some opinions.
She does.
So, just like Charlene, she's got some opinions. All right. We'll be doing that here in a minute as we get back from this next break. And we'll jump right in, by the way. The Triple Dipper kicks off with one of our best recurring segments, Adventures in Woke World. And, Lord, there is a bunch of wokeness out there right now. How many articles did I have for this one, Boom?
Ooh, you had a lot.
I even added more today.
That's why we had to keep it for today.
All right, but what you can do, by the way, I'll tell you this right before the break starts. We've got a new thing on our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the live stream page. You can watch the show. You can listen to it through the internet. But at the very bottom of that page now, it says resources. Click on that. And the links to every article that I refer to and rattle the paper for, you can go get them yourself if you want to read them or send them to somebody. All right, there's that. Going to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.